club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, September 11th, goes to the infamous Skip Bayless. You remember Skip Bayless, who used to be on First Take. Now he's on Fox Sports with Shannon Sharp. Now, Skip Bayless is a sports critic, not a sports analyst, not a sports pundit. He's a sports critic. He may say otherwise, but all I do is hear him critique other players. Not a lot of analyst talk at all, just a lot of critique, which is fine. I love a great critic. Some would say I'm one myself, but like most critics, eventually they say something that pisses people off. It's a thin line between critiquing and being offensive, and Skip Bayless is a habitual line stepper, okay? He goes over that line quite often, and he overstepped the line yesterday when he had an opinion about Dallas Cowboy quarterback Dak Prescott discussing his struggles with depression and anxiety. Let's hear what the good brother Dak Prescott had to say.
All throughout this quarantine and this offseason, I started experiencing emotions I've never felt before. Anxiety for the main one. And then, honestly, a couple of days before my brother passed, I would say I started experiencing depression. Didn't know necessarily what I was going through, to say the least. And hadn't been sleeping at all. But for one reason, one night, I sleep the best I've slept, missing probably 10-plus calls from Tad, and giving my dad enough time to come in my bedroom and tell me what had happened. And so I woke up, probably the best night of sleep I've ever had in 2020, from the worst news. As much as you want to ask why, as much as this, I mean, I know my brother. And as we said, he had a lot of burdens on him. He had a lot of tough things. And my sense of saying that is, it showed me of how vulnerable we have to be as humans, how open we have to be, because our adversity, our struggles, what we go through is always going to be too much for ourselves, and maybe too much for even one or two people, but never too much for a community, or never too much for the people and the family that you love.
Now, anybody who listens to The Breakfast Club for years knows I am a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan. I can't wait to watch us play the Rams this Sunday night. But if you listen to The Breakfast Club or my Brilliant Idiots podcast, and you also know I've talked about my struggles with anxiety and depression. In fact, I wrote a whole book about it called Shook One, Anxiety Playing Tricks on Me. That book is actually more of a journal that I was keeping while going to therapy, and I share a lot of my lifelong struggles. That's not a book plug, by the way. It's just letting you know that I've dealt with anxiety and depression so long that I had to document it, okay? I go to therapy once a week, usually Thursday or Fridays at 3. I have a sacred purpose coach. Salute to Yachty out there. I walk around my yard barefoot. I hug trees. I do breathing exercises. I got the Calm app. I got CBD, okay? I got gems, the stones. I charge my crystals by the full moon. All right. Salute to my sister, Debbie Brown, and Karma Bliss. The moral of the story is I do whatever I got to do to stay mentally healthy out here, period. Okay. I totally understand how Dak feels. I had two friends commit suicide in June, weeks apart. Rest in peace to Jasmine Waters. Rest in peace, my man, Shaquille Carty from Anguilla. And it didn't hit me until August. Okay. And when I said I had two dark ass weeks in August, Lord have mercy. If I hadn't been doing the work on myself all these years to know what that was and why it was, and more importantly, how to deal with it, no telling how that would have turned out. So when I say I overstand what Dak Prescott says he was going through, I totally overstand what that brother was going through. Okay. But one person who didn't have any sympathy for what Dak was going through and didn't overstand or seem to understand what Dak was going through was Fox Sports' Skip Bayless. Okay. He had this to say in regard to Dak Prescott revealing his struggles with his mental health. Let's listen.
I'm going to ask our audience to feel free to go ahead and condemn me if you choose as cold-blooded and insensitive on this issue. I have deep compassion for clinical depression, but when it comes to the quarterback of an NFL team, it's the ultimate leadership position in sports. Am I right about that? You are commanding an entire franchise. What's the roster now? Is it 53 still?
53, but yeah. I think they got like 15 practice squad guys.
Okay. But you're commanding a lot of young men and some older men, and they're all looking to you to be their CEO, to be in charge of the football team. Because of all that, I don't have sympathy for him going public with, I got depressed. I suffered depression early in COVID to the point that I couldn't even go work out.
Skip Bayless, let me be the first to tell you, shut the F up forever. Do you know that yesterday was National Suicide Prevention Day? literally yesterday. Okay, I saw Shanti Dodds post that, you know, but it literally was yesterday, National Suicide Prevention Day. When you made those comments, it was on National Suicide Prevention Day. You see how the universe works? The universe wants us to have this discussion. Okay, people like you, Skip, you cause folks who may be dealing with depression and anxiety to kill themselves. Seriously, rhetoric like that causes people to kill themselves. See, the reason I talk about my mental health struggles the way I do is because, one, speaking about it is a form of therapy for me, and it helps me feel better about myself. And two, I want other people, especially Black people like me, to know that they are not alone. So when someone like Dak Prescott, who millions of kids look up to because he's the Black starting quarterback for the greatest football franchise of all time, the Dallas Cowboys, nobody can dispute that during a topic like this. When that brother decides to be vulnerable and let everyone know what he's going through, that gives the rest of the village strength. It might make someone on the ledge say, oh, Dak deals with anxiety. Oh, Dak deals with depression. Oh, and he went to go get treatment for it. Oh, he went to a therapist. Maybe I should do that too. But then here comes folks like Skip Bayless with the lame ass age old take that having mental health issues is a sign of weakness. By the way, that's one of those old patriarchal ways of thinking that has to be deconstructed. Like, men are taught to apologize for their weakness, and women are taught to apologize for their strength. Okay? F all that. All right? When I feel like crying, I'm going to cry. And tears are not signs of weakness. Tears are signs that you've been strong too long, and maybe it's time to talk to somebody. When Dak Prescott says, because he put out a statement on the Dallas Cowboys website, he responded to what Skip said, and he said, being a leader, this is Dak Prescott, I love these words. He said, being a leader is about being genuine and being real. If I wouldn't have talked about those things to the people I did, I wouldn't have realized my friends and a lot more people go through them. He also says, I don't care how big a person you are. If you are not mentally healthy and you are not thinking the right way, then you are not going to be able to lead people the right way. Drop on the clues bombs for Dak Prescott. Every single word he uttered was true. Okay, Dak, my brother, no truer words have ever been spoken. You are a true leader. You know why you're a true leader? Because great leaders don't tell you what to do. They show you how it's done. And that's what you are doing right now by sharing your anxiety and depression with the world. Two things I want you to take from this donkey of the day. Okay? Number one, this is a prime example of why you have to be careful who you share your weaknesses with, because some people can't wait for the opportunity to use them against you. Okay? And number two, the only way we will eradicate the stigma around mental health in the Black community is to share our stories. We have to share our weaknesses and our difficulties, because that can be more nourishing to others than sharing our qualities and successes. Please let Remy Ma give Skip Bayless the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right.
Don't disrespect my quarterback, okay? Salute to Karen Civil. Karen Civil actually got me a football autographed by Dak Prescott. Not just Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and a bunch of the other Dallas Cowboys. She got me that a couple years ago.
Okay.
But
nice.
This isn't about the Cowboys. This is about team mental health right now.
I thought it was.
Right? It's about team mental health. It is always about the Cowboys, but it's about team mental health as well. And I just encourage everybody to do what you have to do to stay mentally healthy, and don't let anybody tell you that you're weak because you are sharing your difficulties and your struggles. Yes, I deal with anxiety. Yes, I deal with depression. Yes, I go to therapy. Yes, I have a sacred purpose coach. I do whatever the hell I have to do to keep it together. And I am proud of myself for such.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
I think I met Dak Prescott. Did I?
You did. It was you was on vacation. I think you was in Hawaii.
No, I was in the Bahamas.
Yo, you are stalking Bahamas. Yes, you did. I was in Bahamas. I wish
no,
I was there.
No, I sent a picture. I sent a picture. Because somebody was like, there's Dak Prescott. And I was like, oh, he plays for the Cowboys. So I took a picture. Yeah. So it was Charlamagne.
I never forget that picture because he was shirtless, and when she sent it to
shirtless,
the
shirtless, like, look at you, he was shirtless. Yeah. That's all you remember.
That's why you'll never forget it.
He was shirtless.
Envy replied, "Nice." I remember
that. No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
He said, "I will always remember that picture because he was shirtless." You a kinky.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.